That should come up. Recording. Okay. First of all, Bob, your full name, please.
It's Bob Lennon.
And where were you born, Bob?
I was born in Lidditon, just outside McGull, in Lancashire.
And when were you born?
1959.
Okay. What did your parents do for a living?
My mother was a nurse in Ormskirk Hospital. She was there for 35 years. My father, we worked at Ashworth Hospital as a lecturer there in horticultural duties. He worked there for about 35 years after the war, and then he was awarded the BAM of the Queen in 1975, and that was a great achievement for him and everyone else in the family. So, you know, my parents are really, you know, down-to-earth working class people.
Good. And where did you go to school?
Went to St. Thomas's School in Lidditt, on South, just outside Southport Road, and the secondary school was Days High School in McGull. And I went to further education to my school college in Preston, and I took my HND in turf culture there a few years ago now.
Good. So, how long have you worked at Everton Football Club?
22 years now I've worked for Everton Football Club. I first started, it was an advert in the Echo, my brother-in-law put up for us, and he showed me, because he's a big Evertonian, all the family's a big Evertonians, and he said, I was still in Liverpool Corporation then, see, I was just getting married a couple of years later, and he said, well, I fancy a change of a job. So I looked at the Echo there, and I just filled the application form in for that, and then I got an interview. I had four or five interviews, and eventually was offered the job by Mr. Worsworth, who's one of the directors of Everton Football Club. And then I did a final interview in the boardroom with Mr. Worsworth, I think it was Colin Harvey, and a few other dignitaries then, see. And I got the job at the training ground. It wasn't for the main ground, it was for the training ground at Belfield. And it was like a breath of fresh air when I got that job. The staff there were absolutely brilliant, so professional. It was like a great start to me. New life as a guy. I had a new wife, a new car. Everything was brand new, and it was a great setup. I worked there for about 8 or 9 years, and then Dougie Rose, who was the groundsman before me, he retired, and he offered me the job. It was Lord Cranchester come round to me on the pitch at Belfield one day, and asked me if he wanted a job at Goodison, and I just snapped his hands off then and said, yeah, that's my ambition, to be their groundsman at Everton Football Club. And we had to go through the proper protocol with it then, so, you know, and interviews and all that, and sort out a few details, but within 5 days I had the job as head groundsman.
So what's your official title, and just give me a brief outline of your roles and responsibilities.
See, in these days now, because we have training grounds and massive multi-million pound training grounds and stadiums, it's gone a bit higher up from the head groundsman. Is this still I get called a head groundsman here. I like being called head groundsman. Most of the clubs have what we call a grounds manager, which I don't think it's the right title for a person working in football. I think you have a head groundsman and then have assistant groundsman. So my official title I've been asked for is head groundsman at Everton Football Club, which involves maintaining and looking after all the training grounds at Finch Farm, and also the maintaining and looking after all the, you know, everything else that's green at Goodison, then, see, you know, including the pitch and all the surrounding areas, then, see.
Okay, so just describe a typical day at Goodison, and you say you cover Finch Farm as well.
Yeah, we cover Finch Farm. Usually if it's a working week during the season, I usually start off at Goodison. Probably do the setups here, you know, if it's before a match day. We start Monday morning, getting the pitch already prepared for the game for Saturday, which it does take virtually a full week, you know, to prepare the pitch on a weekly basis. If it's midwinter, we have lighting rigs on the pitches, which aid the recovery of the pitches. So we have to move the lighting rigs off, brush the pitch, cut the pitch, water it, feed it, whatever it needs to, and then see. And then when we have that sorted out, I have two other staff members working with us. They help us cutting the pitch. And by dinner time, most of the grass is cut and most of the jobs are done for them then, see. So what I usually do then, I used to do the invoices, you know, the mundane things like, you know, accounts and budgeting and invoices and, you know, costings and all that. See, so I have about an hour and a half to do that every day. and emails. Anybody has any emails for us, I reply to these then, see. So I have an hour of that. So by 2 o'clock, I'll probably move down to Halewood then and then have a talk to the deputy head groundsman down there, Robbie Gillespie. And we'll go through the setups there, what he's been doing in the morning time. Because he has the same thing. He has to get the pitches prepared for the first team, the reserves, and then the academy lads for the morning's training. This is probably 6 days a week he's doing it down there. So we organise that, and if he needs any invoices or any things signing off or any holidays and sickness and anything else like that, machine breakdowns, I've got to do all that then, see, and organise this. So eventually, it's quite a good, easy running place. The ground staff down there are absolutely fantastic. You know, all the ground staff, you can't ask for better ground staff down there because they just do their all. You know, it's probably been one of the worst winters we've had for about 30 years, with all the snow and the ice and everything. It's been an absolute joy to work with them. The manager's been fantastic with us because he's helped us away, with the pitches and all the pitch management as well. So David Moyes has been very, very helpful, and all his staff have been very helpful as well, because of the conditions of the ground. And he is very protective of all his pitches. He is very protective. I don't know, I've never known a manager who's been so, how can I put it, so involved in all the pitch preparations and controls of all the pitches and all that. He is a great manager to work with.
So come Saturday morning, do you decide with the manager, David Moyes, how the pitch should be watered or not watered? Or
it's a funny setup, because what we usually do, we usually find out about Thursday or Friday. He has a training match on Thursday and Friday to prepare for Saturday's game, home or away. So we have the pitch, one of the pitch, we have a match pitch down there, which is exactly the same as Goodison. It's prepared the same way, it's maintained the same way. So wherever the training pitch is on for the first team, it'll be cut the same way, it'll be fed, it'll be watered, and everything will be the same way. Same goalposts, same net, same everything. So they walk out of Finch Farm onto the pitch and it'll be a mirror image to the one at Goodison. So if the manager has any problems down here, either phone me or have Robbie to phone us and say he needs a bit shorter the pitch, or it needs to be a bit longer or a bit wetter or whatever it is, then see. So we find out the Thursday, the Friday before, so the manager doesn't need to phone me up on the Saturday morning and say, have we done this, have we done that? We know what to do. So we come in the Saturday morning, the pitch is cut, watered, marked out, whatever it needs doing that day. It could be down to 15 mil, 20 mil, whatever height the manager wants the pitch, how long he wants the water on for, and what he wants then, see. It's all done, prepared, ready for him. So when he comes in at 11:30, 12 o'clock on a Saturday or a match day time, he just comes in, has a walk over, nods his head and just moves off then. If he nods his head, he's all right then, see. But he comes walking towards you, and he'll probably give you a good telling off or something like that, if it's not right or something like that. But then if the manager's happy, sometimes the players aren't happy, because the centre half's like it a bit longer or a bit wetter, and the wingers like it a bit drier. You can't please everyone. So what you're going to try and do is just do a generalised job for everyone then, see, because you can't please everyone all the time.
So you're talking about the players and their views on the pitch. Have you actually got, do you get to know the players on?
Yeah. When I first started here, it seemed to be awestruck because you had the people like Paul Bracewell, and you had Trevor Stephen and Ian Snowden, and the man himself was Neville Southall. He just frightened you most of the time. When I first went down there, you weren't doing your work, you were watching these playing football because these are your heroes. Won the European Cup, Winners' Cup, they won the FA Cup, they won so many trophies in 84, 85 and all this. And then when I went down there working in the training staff, there was a big family, because when we went out for break time at 10 o'clock, there'd be Neville Southall, there'd be all the players on there, and you used to just muck in with them, make the tea, toast and everything and see. And then it was just a fantastic place to work for. As the years progress now, the players have become more and more professionalised. They seem to be more distant themselves from everyone else. I don't know if it's the pressures of the job or whatever it is, but there seem to be more continental people who are playing football for English football now. When I first started, it was either Welsh, English or Scottish and English. That's all it was, and a few, whatever it was. But nowadays it's all these foreign people, and they take a bit longer to accustom themselves at the training ground. But eventually they do come across, like Yobo and Yakubo and all these, they have come across quite well. And this stand now is an absolute, they are quite funny, when they do the training and then the attitude and things like that and there. But the thing is, with the training ground, it's a big family. It's like a big, big family. Everyone helps each other out. So you could be sitting upstairs having your dinner, or you can have your break time, and everyone has to interact then. So you could be talking about the game, or you can talk about the football the night before, or talk about work then. So it's so interactive down there. It is a great place to work for.
Is there a difference between the players' attitude at Finch Farm and when they're at Goodison?
Yeah, I think you just switch on then, see. I think because of the pressures of the job nowadays, I think, and, you know, the publicity with TV and the media, the highly profile these times, then, see.